We don't know what the answer is. You've raised some points. We are listening to everybody who has the situation so that we can understand. Susan, I'm going to ask you a question because I don't want to go into this arguing with the taxpayer here. All I want to do is there anything about this particular property that's different than any of the others, or is this basically just the same classification argument and which one is right? Is there anything about this particular set of properties?
I know that this is the same as everything that's coming through.
It's the same as everything else.
And one last thing. Yep. I know you hate me when I put this in. When you guys get your tax bill from the collector, it's divided into the taxing entities that are charging for you. So all your people will know where that money went. Because okay. It'll say, like, that's fire true. Department, school. Mm. That's how you figure out
that's
where
true.
It went.
That's good. Thank you.
And that's not, and I didn't address that. I really don't. Where it goes isn't really our function.
Right.
We just have to try to be fair in what we're doing with all entities in this county as the best we can. We do plan to make a decision. We might make it tomorrow. We might make it at the end of next week. But we're going to make a decision on what we're going to do with these properties that have basically mixed use. Some of them, frankly, don't. They're just investment properties. They're not mixed. You understand. And I've heard everything you said, and you've made some other points that other people have not made as well. So we're trying to take all this in and determine what we can do, but we're going to give it our best shot and trying to be fair to everybody.
I have a question before you go. You mentioned a Camden County ruling. I mean, obviously Camden County is one that has Niley Reynolds being Lake Ozarks.
Yeah. I can answer that question because I talked to the Camden County assessor yesterday. The prior assessor went in and did the same thing, flipped them all to commercial. The BOE then came back and flipped them all to residential. And so the new assessor has, I think, taken he as an elected official, he thinks that the majority of the county wants it to be residential, so therefore that's what he's doing.
So they're residential in Camden County?
That is correct. That's what he, yes.
But the point of that
I have another thing. I know what happened in Camden County. Obviously, I checked it before I did this. The assessor who was there before him, you said, had already flipped it. But when they went to court, they went before the State Tax Commission. The State Tax Commission did not recognize the expert that Camden County went in with, and the other side had a State Tax Commission retired judge. And so all the argument was thrown out for the county side, and all they had left then was what was there. And so the new assessor, he said he wasn't going to put in a fight.
So the State Tax Commission actually
threw out the evidence from the assessor because they didn't think the appraiser was certified in that deal. Because when you go before them, you're supposed to bring a certified appraiser. They did not recognize the credentials of the appraiser Camden County brought forward. And the person that was the credentialed person for the other side was an ex-State Tax Commission judge. And they recognized his. And so I don't see that as a perfect flip.
We are an independent board, and we can't be advised by the State Tax Commission, but we can go to them for, and of course they provide some training, and we go to them for kind of advice. But we also, of course, I know both of us have reached out to other BOEs and other assessors and other people just to try to get some guidance on what other people are doing. I mean, ultimately, we make the decision, so we're gonna make that decision based on all the information that we have. But I'm gonna request, and I think as he's already told you, we're gonna table this and make a decision. If you want, we can put it on a particular day, and you can be back here, or we can just simply make our decision and send it out. I mean, I think we've heard all the arguments, but that's your call, I think.
And you can hear us live on Taney County.
That's true.
What?
TaneyCounty.org.
Okay.
There's a little green flashing.
Yeah. I'd forgotten that.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Up on there that you can listen live.
But that date's not set.
Well, we have several. As you said, we have over 500 appeals. So we're and they're not all. The nightly rental is the vast majority of the increase, and some commercial properties is the vast majority of the appeals.
So is the board making a blanket decision that will apply to all of those appeals, or do you have to do it?
We can't answer that yet, but we may, okay? We may carve out exceptions or whatever the case may be, but we have made our notes as to your particular properties and this particular one, and we'll make our make our determinations.
Yeah.
Well, just a closing comment about the issue in general. I think the furor and the backlash has been the result of the degree of change. All of a sudden, to 100% commercial, no limitations, exceptions, no graduated program or process, just from here to here, all of a sudden, bam. I think that's what has caused.
I hear you.
Well, and after
if there were a graduated system, a step system, or based on number of days, I think to most of us that would seem reasonable.
And after the pandemic, it's especially hard. So after the pandemic, it is especially hard, I think.
Yes.
But yeah. Unfortunately, the way our mandate is, it really you're going to have times where it's going to all of a sudden go, and we're not really. Yeah. We're not really equipped or have that power to deal with that issue.
One final comment. You mentioned the Shipman case. I am somewhat familiar with that. I've heard an attorney talk to that. That, in our opinion, probably doesn't apply as strongly as some others think it does, in that hotel was already zoned commercial and was applying for a different situation. They were not trying to change their classification.
When it comes to taxes, I'm not sure. I mean, there are certain types of, obviously, taxes, but I'm not sure that the determination by the P&Z is our guiding principle. With that said, there's no question that it's residential for many purposes, and so that's our push and pull here.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well,
thank you for coming in.
If it went back the way it was, no issue.
Okay.
Understand.
Thank
we hear you.
Appreciate it.
All right. We are tabling those. Mr. Willard.
Okay. So I have several minor straight valuation appeals, not classification.
Okay.
They are all hotels.
Ah.
They are all hotels. Okay.
I see you. We are at BOE number 235 through 245.
Yeah, and there's some that are 270 and 280.
Oh, do we have some back here? Thank
yeah.
you, Mr. Willard. Are you an attorney?
No, I'm not. I'm a tax rep.
Okay. Where are we at?
He doesn't actually have anything to do with performance appraisal services. You can do it if he's a local price attorney, and they can do it.
We've had it in times past.
I'm sure you can listen to it, but I'm just saying I don't know what that means. What were the other numbers?
So we got 235, 236, 238, 240, 242, 244, and 245. And then there is 247, 287, 286, and then there are two others that I don't have the BOE number for.
Okay.
one.
Which one's that for? BLH, okay. $386 for Raya, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that's up there now.
Okay. That should be all.
Can we go in order on these, please? Is that okay?
Whichever order.
Well, I mean, just starting with 2021-235, if that's okay, because I've got everything lined up.
Sorry. Yeah, that's why I'm fine. Yeah, that's why I've got it.
We were just looking for those for him.
Yeah, and then whatever the commission.
We're going to start at 235 because we do have a fair amount of hotels. And can you just specify I know you're representing the Myers. What's the company that represents the Myers in this regard?
So I'm a tax rep with Ducharme McMillan Associates. We're a state and local tax consulting firm. We do real estate appeals throughout the country.
Okay.
Quite a few in Missouri.
Gotcha.
So I actually have some this afternoon up in Platte County.
He's going to drive ahead of you. You're not licensed or certified with the Missouri Real Estate Appraisers Commission?
I'm not an appraiser, and I'm not. This
you're
is not
an
appraisal.
A broker price opinion.
No, this is just owners. I mean, this is our estimate. An opinion
he's
of value.
Representing the owners, and he's going to present his case as such.
And authorization was provided with the filing.
We've had that. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, proceed. BOE 235. We're looking at 203 Wildwood Drive.
Okay, so this is just a Comfort Inn. Comfort Inn Thousand Hills is the way it's identified. You'll see on the summary the assessment on a hotel actually increased a little over $1 million from the previous revaluation, and now sits at just under $4 million. The information that I provided with the filing, page 2, shows the year-end 18 through the year-end 20 income and expense. You can see that the net operating income from 19 to 20 dropped from just under $300,000 to negative $200,000. So they lost almost $500,000 from 19 to 20. The chart below the income and expense information is a snapshot from HVS. HVS is one of the more well-known hotel appraisal firms across the world. And they had put out a paper in November, so it's pretty close to the 1/1/21 valuation date, that showed hotels in the Midwest region had an approximate 28% negative value adjustment from hotels that they had valued prior to the pandemic to the same hotels that were valued post-pandemic, that those values dropped approximately 28%.
I'm going to ask a question real quick.
Sure.
Has there been any kind of income approach done with these at all, Susan?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, just to let you know, the only reason we even did motels, and I even went to the income valuation, was because Mr. Meyer requested it. He was the very first one we did all the stuff with, and I was trying to work with him, so he sent me his income for the last 3 years, but he wasn't breaking it down, because there's certain things, as you know, I have to take out, and so I worked with what I've got on it.
Okay.
But we did actually physically go out.